Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 48. Two away
from a big landmark.
Holy mackerel, we got an episode for you tonight.
Mackerel? Why not tuna? Yeah,
the fish. Big tuna. Well, yeah, big tuna, of course. We got news, we got notes, we got segments, we got draft, and we got an NBA playoff primer.
Woo! Love me some NBA.
And before we get into the big news of the podcast...
There's news?
There I have is, I to forgot. Make do on my bet.
You're blowing salts, you're smelling salts.
Oh, don't blow salt.
Yeah, don't. Bad idea.
The instructions say, unscrew the cap and carefully remove the seal. Sniff from at least 6 inches away.
Okay, so about, this is 6 inches, right? This is what a lot of people tell me 6 inches is.
Who tells you that?
Mostly my dad.
What does Emily say? All right.
She doesn't know. All right, 6 inches.
So, I'm terrified.
Gotta take a nice whiff. I'm so excited for this. This was the March Madness bet that he lost. And we're going to have another bet coming up here for this.
Oh!
Here we go.
I had to bust this thing open.
All right. Okay, don't sniff.
Oh, I touched it. I'm not supposed to touch it. Oh, frick. It's on my fingers. Oh, no. All right,
you
ready?
You're all right. Yeah.
Woo!
Dude, your face. Dude, it's like the surprise. You look like our baby when she's...
Whoa! That's a rush. It's hitting harder.
What is it? What does it smell like?
It doesn't smell like anything.
What is it? Like, what does it do?
First off, it clears your sinuses, and then it makes you cry.
It's not like horrible compared to, like, nasty-tasting stuff, though.
Dude, that's crazy.
Wow.
All I know is that I do not want to be up all night. Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry. What the heck? This is crazy.
That was such a funny reaction. You had that so far. That wasn't even 6 inches. That was almost a full, like, 9 to 12.
Is this not 6 inches?
I don't think so. That's a little longer than that.
It's like mine, 8.
I knew it is 8.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Wow, okay. Well, the big news of the podcast is that Jeff is a papa!
I did it. Completed the journey of fatherhood.
You pushed it out of your vagina.
Oh, didn't believe
that
out.
I mean, Emily did.
Emily.
Oh, sorry. Am I supposed to? Am I supposed to believe that out?
I helped.
Believe that out.
It's anatomy. I think it's
Emily funny. Pushed it out of. So.
Your bleep sound was so spot on. You got the very half first of the first letter, and it was just perfect. It was so good.
Fantastic. Man,
it was a ride. I'm gonna tell you. Friday night last week, we're at the hospital, and at 6:44 p.m. our own Kennedy Kelly Spangler came out of the womb.
Cute.
And she was 6 pounds. Because
Emily's maiden name is Kelly?
Her maiden name is Kelly. Still technically, yeah. She's going to change to Spangler. But we thought that having that carry over to the middle name was just, it fit too well.
You better Kennedy hurry Kelly. Up.
Sounds so good. I know, or else she's going to do it. She's going to take advantage of it.
Otherwise, she's just going
to
leave.
Yeah, she has no reason to stay with me. So yeah, it was absolutely insane. 6 pounds, 15 ounces, 20.5 inches long. They were doing fantastic. We're home, been home for about four or five days. And we got a routine. She's the cutest thing on the planet Earth. And it's
amazing
being a father. Love it. I literally am obsessed.
I literally cried when I saw her.
Next podcast, I'm hoping to just hold her up and show her a little bit.
Yeah, just Lion King it.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Pride Rock.
Anyway, oh, second movie, Simba's Pride.
Yeah, we are all so proud of you. Everybody, go follow Jeff and tell him that you're so proud of him.
Thank you. I need the validation.
I sent it to my family and my sister. I sent the picture of you and Emily and baby Kennedy to my family. And my sister Shelby goes, "Who's that?"
You don't know who my friends are.
And Tiffany goes, "That's Jeff, Lincoln's podcast partner." I was like, well.
His companion. His compadre.
My PIC.
Your POC, person of color. I've melanin.
Anti-melanin, actually.
Well.
Also, well, look at my watch.
Watermelon, watermelon sugar.
Well, ooh. Watermelon, post Malone.
Mmm. Well, oh, I have a good one. I just forgot the rest of the name of it. The melon song from our favorite band, Glass Animals. What's the melon song?
Oh, Melly and a Coconut.
Yeah, Melon. I love that song.
That's a fantastic song. Bentley, I attribute that song to Bentley because that's like one of his favorites.
Hey, we're kind of almost matching. Our shirt color is pretty similar today.
It's cute. All right. Well, that's the...
Smelling salts.
With one more bit of news, and that is we are doing a playoff primer.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly know her. And we need to determine what the bet is. So, Jeff, do you remember what I suggested the playoff bet would be?
I really like the idea. I know Emily will not like the idea, but that's the whole point, is that it really should be. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. So go ahead and tell the world.
Live on the podcast, the loser has to shave their current signature facial hair. So for me, I've shaved the stash off. For Jeff, he has to shave the beard and leave the stash.
I mean, this isn't going to be over until, what, June?
Right.
So we still have quite a while, but I'm going to
have... But then that's summer. Like,
I'm
going to
grow out my beard. I'm going to grow out my beard a little bit, so it's going to be longer, so it's going to be quite
good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm not losing, so... Not this year.
What's your record?
1-4.
Love that 25% win rate.
Yes.
Bingo.
Okay, well, should we get into the playoff primer?
Yeah, let's see it. I'd love to let's talk about it. I didn't do really any research this year, and I'm hoping that I just roll with my gut on a lot of these from what I've seen regular season. But, like, I didn't really look at what other people's, like, my March Madness, where I just am constantly doing all the research the 2 days before it's ready. But I did guess Florida correct, and Lincoln almost guessed Duke in the championship. Didn't get there.
Yeah, and then they choked harder than...
They choked as hard as Houston did in the finals.
Yes, that is accurate. That is
Houston
accurate.
Houston really... All right, looks good.
Okay. This is our playoff bracket. Jeff, we have one for you. I have mine. I have already made my picks.
Oh.
So
interesting.
I am leaving this up to you. That's what this copy of sheet one is. That has my picks already in it. So that way I have proof of what I'm doing.
Sure.
However, we are going to have you go through yours first, and then I'll go through mine first. So we'll start in the West. We'll do round one, and then I'll do round one. So you got Thunder versus the winner of the Mavericks Kings.
Yeah, Mavs Kings. I mean, the Mavs really showed up in this game, this recent one, and I don't know how they're going to go against Kings. Kings are kind of a wild card, but there's nobody touching the Thunder in a seven-game series right now that I can see. Nobody's touching. They're just too consistent, and their role players are unreal. They're doing this without Chet. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Chet the reindeer, right?
Chet, yeah, I love Rudolph the Chet-Nosed Reindeer.
Nuggets, Clippers, where are you at, Jeff?
Oh, what a series, man. What a series that's going to be.
Terrible Nuggets color.
Yeah, but, and dude, I honestly believe that the Clippers, with all the Nuggets stuff, the turmoil, I believe the Clippers can win this. However, I'm not going to bet against MVP Jokic in the playoffs, dude.
You're calling Jokic to be the MVP?
No. I'm saying the MVP of, like, the last, what, 3 years?
Oh, yeah.
There's no way the way he plays is going to allow the Clippers to just go off. No way.
I agree with you.
I'm not going to bet against him.
Part of me wants to root for it, and the other part of me is dying to see the Nuggets Thunder matchup. So.
Yeah.
I'm rooting with my heart.
Yeah.
And my brain. And my...
Oh. No, thank you. Don't.
Okay. Where are you at in Lakers T-Wolves? I don't know if that's a great T-Wolves color, but it's what I went with.
Yeah, it's decent. This is a fun series. No way on planet Earth am I rooting against LeBron, Reeves and Luka, the way they've been together. Also, I can't root against Anthony Edwards as a baller, and Rudy Gobert's got good defense, but I'm not gonna root against Luka. I can't. He's a playoff menace. He lives for it. I watched him hit that game winner with the Mavs in the bubble, and it was unreal.
Okay.
Fair enough. Love me that. So, chalk so far.
Chalk so far.
However.
This is my pick here.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy, General Kennedy, Baby Kennedy, Lakers in five.
Baby Kennedy, Lakers in five. Lakers in five. Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Hey, Skip. Come on, Skip.
Unk.
Hey, come on, Skip. Lakers in five, Skip.
All right, Jeff, where are you going?
Rockets,
Warriors.
I'm so tempted.
It's the Rockets and the Warriors.
I'm so tempted to go Warriors here. Steph Curry, man, they were on a tear. They've had such big gap. Like, they go on a run, and then they do horrible. And then they go on a run, and they do horrible. Like, I can't really tell where they're going to go. And the Rockets have been really good. I don't know. This doesn't feel like a 2-7 matchup. Like, the Warriors any given night can go off. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going the upset with the Warriors. I'm going to take it. That's one I want to root for, because who doesn't want to see Steph further in the playoffs? Who? You go back and watch him in the Olympics. That is the most electric in the play-in. When he hit those two threes back-to-back, three pump fakes, I'm never going to root against that, even against the Rockets, because I don't care. I don't want the Rockets in. They're pumps.
Three pumps? Three pumps?
Three pump chump. Lakers in five.
Lakers in five. Yeah, I picked the Warriors as well. So
really,
I did. Yep.
Dude, what?
I can show you my sheet afterwards to
why
prove
are we
it,
so similar, yes. Even with this? Oh my gosh. Okay.
We are like Venom. We are Venom.
Ooh. Venom. All right.
We are
symbiote. Bulls Heat. I don't even care who wins that, and I really hope that the Bulls win that game, but Cavs automatically.
Bulls win! Bulls win!
Bulls win! The Cavs are on fire. Dude, I would never have called this the beginning of the season. They have been so good for no reason at all.
I mean,
Jared Allen? I'm
their
sorry.
Their coach is going to win Coach of the Year, Kenny Atkinson.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No problem. I don't have any problem with that either.
Bucks Pacers is a great series. Lillard's back.
That deep vein thrombosis.
Dude, I love deep vein thrombosis.
That bug hit the league, man. I swear, like the moment Wemby got it, they were like, I want it. Give me it. And then three other dudes had deep vein thrombosis back to back to back.
Probably because they've been doing way too much deep.
That's just a lot of stuff you just said.
Oh.
Wow.
Did you hear me? Or no?
Wait. Sure.
I think my mic cut out. Sorry about that. Where are you going? Pacers, Bucks.
I am not going to root against Giannis, who's been playing out his mind. However, Pacers have been playing really well. I like the Pacers, but my gut is telling me that the Bucks are going to win that.
Well, so far we are all the same. Far.
This is pretty early, though.
This is early. This is round one.
Again,
we both picked the same two upsets so far.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go here. We're gonna go Knicks. I'm not even really a problem with that. Pistons. Pistons are alright, but Knicks are with Brunson and Cat.
Proud of the Pistons for sure. Yeah. Cade Cunningham's had a great year, but not enough for the Knicks.
No. In a 7-game series, they're on a roll. So. And then this one's a no-brainer. Magic with Paolo's good. Celtics are taking that in five, I think.
I would love to see that be a competitive series, but I agree. The
Celtics are on an efficiency run right now with how many threes they take, and their defense has been really good. So,
yep.
All right.
Now we are back to the West. The Thunder versus Nuggets. We've picked all eight matchups.
This is a rematch. This is a rematch when the Nuggets won. They beat the Thunder. Remember that? Did we call it?
Thunder. 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 Thunder.
My name's Hulk. I'm a rock. I'm a Rook. I'm Korg.
This is Morg.
This is Morg. I'm Korg. Wait. All right. So the Nuggets won, right?
Yeah, they did. The last time.
Yeah.
They
so
the last year. Last year was the Thunder against the Mavs.
It ain't happening this time. Thunder are just too good, man. Thunder are moving on. I'm not seeing a world where they lose to the Nuggets in a 7-game series. It's probably going to go to 6, but the Thunder again. Shea's been a beast, and he is right up there for MVP.
His real name
is Shaylani.
It's Shavonte.
Shavonte?
Yeah. Shaivonte. Shavonte.
Wow. I love that.
How tall is he?
6'7".
He's 6'6", according to Wiki.
Ah, he looks tall.
All right, where are you going, Lakers, Warriors?
Oh, and this is the dream, dude. Another LeBron-Steph matchup, but in the Western Conference, semifinals?
Yeah.
Oh, I love this matchup, and I think this could go... If the Warriors are playing hot, this will go to a 7-game series, but I'm going Lakers here.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going Lakers. Again, Luka.
All right.
If it's not Luka, it's LeBron. If it's not LeBron, Reeves is picking up the slack. If it's not Reeves, Vanderbilt's defense is on it. If it's not him, Hachimura's on it. They've got a really good rotation with J.J. Redick right now.
Okay. I've been watching a bit of baseball lately. Now that baseball season is starting, and the team that I've been watching some highlights of, Toronto Blue Jays, Taylor Mays, Paisley Kays,
Legism 5.
Oh my gosh, you had that all prepped. You knew you were going to do that. You knew. That's really good. The fact that you were segueing to that, I was like, I'm not sure what he's talking about. Like, did he watch something with, like, LeBron in it? The Blue Jays, the Devil Rays, the Paisley Kays, Lakers in 5. Come on, shit. Come on. Come on, Hunk. Woo. That's really good. Congratulations. Woo. You did it. All right. Take another smelling salt.
Oh, okay.
Take another whiff. Take a whiff.
I'm just like waiting for it to hit, and then it hits.
And then it just whoosh.
Legs in 5.
Wow.
That's good. That's good stuff. I honestly think this isn't even that big of a punishment. This just feels like a reward. It amps you up.
Well, yeah.
Anytime you need to get some accounting done at work and you're just ready to go, just bam.
As far as the three punishments I've done, this is the best, but.
Yeah.
Whew.
That's a fun one. All right, other side.
Wow. All right.
Let's go Cavs, Bucks. Love this as a series.
Like you're just like, take a hit. And I'm like, all
right. Yeah, let's go. You went right for it. I was just loving that.
Whenever you say. Okay. That's part of the punishment.
Here we go, sir.
Okay.
This is going to be a good one. I'm going Bucks.
Oh,
I
wow.
Love to see Giannis is going to go out of his mind. Unless he gets injured, which then my whole system's going to be out, but... I honestly don't see where Giannis doesn't go ham, and Damian is gonna go do what he does.
Well, this is where this is our That's first fine. Difference. I want the Bucks to win. I just feel like the Cavs will do a good enough job defending Giannis between all their bigs.
Maybe his mid range has been on it. He's got that midi.
The midichlorians, is that what it is?
Wow! Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. And then I'll go first here.
I can
here.
See why. I just love that. I love that pick.
I got the Celtics over the Knicks.
Yeah, same. Same here. Celtics are
I think it'll actually good. Be a fantastic matchup, and I think that this is a tough, like, going Magic and then Knicks and then Cavs or Bucks.
It's a six-game series. Honestly, it's six games.
I just think it's a tough road for them, for sure. I mean... I think the Knicks are actually, like, built for the playoffs, but also Tom Thibodeau runs their guys to the ground all year long that, like, I feel like they... I don't know. I just don't think they have the juice to take down Jason Tatum.
JT.
That's just me. That's just me. Legs and five.
Hey. Hey, all right. Come on. Come on, man.
Now, we both have the Lakers and the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. I'll go first because I don't have a clever pun for this one. I got the Thunder going on.
And we're the same there. Lakers are good, man. They're good. But
so literally our only difference is the Bucks and Cavs right now.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And I'm going with the return to the chip for the Celtics. They're going back. It's going to be a great series. I'm pretty confident in them, it being Thunder Celtics. Like, barring some crazy Knicks series where people get hurt or, like, Jason Tatum just disappears, Celtics and Thunder is pretty chalk for me.
Yeah, same.
Which is why I don't care if it's the Cavs or not there or the Bucks, because I think the Celtics still take that.
Here, close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't actually make my pick on my sheet.
Of your championship? Of who wins?
Correct. I just picked Thunder Celtics.
So you still have Thunder Celtics?
I have Thunder Celtics, and I need to write down my pick. Here. I'll write it down that way.
Didn't you say you just put it?
No, I didn't put it.
Then go in and put it.
Oh, okay.
I'll just close my eyes.
Then meanwhile, close your eyes.
While you're doing this, I do want to remind us that we do need to go back and do our Q-tip. Because I have the fun fact, and it's a multi-part fun fact. So
I got real excited, so sorry about that. All
right,
Jeff.
You did. We jumped right into it. I can open my eyes?
You can open your eyes.
Okay. You made your pick?
I made my pick.
All right. My pick, unfortunately, feels a little ride the wave, but I love the Thunder for this. I love a one seed taking the Celtics. And I love the defense. I know the Celtics have been efficient, but the Thunder are on a tear this year. One of the best records, one of the most efficient records, one of the greatest regular seasons in history, efficiency-wise. I think they're only number two behind the Bulls. The 98 Bulls.
Yeah, the only question is, do they have what it takes to make it to the championship?
They've been in the playoffs already once.
The championship.
They've already gotten some playoff experience. I feel like they've got a little bit more. Billy Donovan's going to give them a little bit.
Billy D. Well, Jeff.
We're different on that, huh?
Nope.
We're the same? Wow, we've got one pick difference. This is going to be really... The fact that we are dissimilar, and we didn't talk about this.
I wrote all my picks down first. I have proof of it on this one.
That's crazy.
I have proof that I went through all my picks. and I did it this way to set up the bracket so I could see how it looked on the screen. But I also did it this way so I would have evidence that I picked it first, which is why I had you go first for every single matchup here.
Hey, when you know ball, you know ball. And I feel like we know ball.
And we know ball. Well, let us revisit. Let us revisit once we get to the championship. If it is Thunder Celtics, I say... we come back. Well, I guess it's not going to matter because Cavs-Bucks is really the only difference here.
Yeah, no, that's the only difference. Cavs-Bucks.
The only difference.
So whatever happens there, that's going to be it.
Okay, well, it all comes down to
I'm glad game. It's that far into the playoffs, though, is our difference.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, I'm glad it's not going to be like the first round.
If the Pacers lose, then.
Oh,
if the Pacers lose, then I win. I mean, if the Bucks lose to the Pacers, then I win.
Yeah, that's true.
So it could be over quickly. You never know.
It could be.
Yeah. You never know. Okay, well, that is our playoff bracket. Thank you for listening and entertaining. And, Jeff, final word. Just kidding. Let's go ahead.
You are moving through this. My gosh, do you want to be over that quickly? Jeff, final word. Psych!
Yeah, I already finished. Pause.
You knew what you were saying. You didn't even try to mask it.
All right, our Q-tip of the week, Jeff, is also basketball related.
Okay.
And okay. I am curious to see where you're going to go with this, and I have a caveat for you that you can't choose any Spurs.
Okay,
deal. So, if you could have lunch with a coach, former or current, a current NBA player, and a former NBA player, who would you have lunch with? And this is the four of you at lunch.
Current coach or past coach?
Any coach, not Spurs for you.
So any coach, a retired player and an active player?
Correct.
Okay.
And this is a lunch with the four of you together, so...
Easy. Phil Jackson, no problem.
Okay.
Phil Jackson, that many championships, he has a lot of insight to stuff. He's not going to be like the most exciting coach of all time. You know, Steve Kerr would obviously be more fun, but just to have lunch with him would be crazy. But okay. On top of that, I'm going current player. There's not a question. Taco Tuesday, LeBron. Give me LeBron James.
Okay. James. I didn't think you were gonna go so basic.
LeBron,
so, sorry.
Just dude. He seems.
Sorry,
he's
I
just
thought
dude.
I thought you had more street cred than that, but whatever.
More street cred than having lunch with LeBron. Dude knows ball. Dude knows how to have fun. There's a reason everyone in the league has fun, like likes LeBron instead of Michael, where they're all scared of him because he wasn't
except
friendly.
LeBron is still cringy somehow.
Yeah, but I bet you in his circle, he's not. I bet you when he's like with his buds, he's like, yay, I love you guys.
Probably because he pays them all to be his friends.
I would too. If I had that much money, dude's a billionaire. I'd do it.
A Billy with a B.
A
big
Billy
B.
With a B. And then a pass player. Give me big boy Wilt. Well,
I was going to say, is he alive?
I want to ask him. Oh, he has to be alive? No, Wilt's dead. I have to do someone alive.
Then they have to be alive, yeah.
What?
It's lunch tomorrow.
That's stupid. You know what? This is a dumb Q-tip. I'm going to say Michael Jordan then. It's generic. But, dude.
You're so lame, dude.
Who would you go with? Let me hear it, because you obviously have an idea of some people you want to. Or did you say Norman Powell? Who are you going to say?
I love Norm. Norm's fantastic.
Yeah, you'd have lunch with him?
Sure, I'd have lunch with Norm.
Who else would you have lunch with that would be, like, real with you? Dude, Kawhi would be the driest lunch you've ever had. He would just be eating his Reuben sandwich. Like, he would just take a bite and he'd be like this. Could I have the check? Check, please.
Check.
He'd be like,
I'm a fountain guy.
I'm a fun guy. Yeah, no, that's, you don't have any good ones.
No, so I think the coach that I would want to talk to is Steve Kerr, because like you could get that
that's
Jordan
generic.
Bowles insight. It's not as generic as
he played,
Phil Jackson.
He played for the Spurs, so I don't think that counts. Remember, I couldn't do it, so you can't either.
I'm not a Spurs fan.
So, that was not the rule.
Although I do own a Spurs shirt. Thank you.
You own a Spurs shirt. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Not even on a hanger.
You're welcome.
And then to not just go chalk with my Dame pick, because Dame's my guy.
Giannis would be fun to have lunch with, though, if you think about it. His
Giannis
accent,
would be,
Giannis would be fun.
He is wild.
Yeah,
actually.
He seems like a crazy dude.
He's like
dude.
Low-key, kind of wild. A curveball could be Cat. That would be.
Oh my gosh!
So zesty.
Lunch is delicious.
Oh, I'll take the check. No dessert for me today. I think I don't need dessert.
Jalen, stop! Stop paying for me.
You're way too good at that,
dude. I listen to those all the time because he's too funny. It's a mystery, but not, you know?
It was fantastic. I think that I would go Steve Nash and Steve Kerr. Steve Nash is like my second favorite player of all time. Steve, and then is there a current Steve that I should go with instead?
Oh, Sarkisian.
Ooh, or Steve Smith Sr.
Oh.
Dude, Steve Smith was Knicks. A freaking ball. Oh, nice.
Is there other Steves in the NBA right now? Oh, Steven Adams.
Done. Those three? Go. Done. That's my
pretty
lunch.
He'd be pretty chill. Steven Adams.
Steven Adams, Steve Nash, and
the Battle of the Steves.
And Steve Kerr. That's fantastic. That's Steven perfect.
Adams is
it's
our
a perfect
age.
Lunch.
Isn't that weird? Steven Adams Dude, is like as old as
he is 30, I think.
Yeah. But he doesn't. He looks like he's been in the league for 40 years.
6'11", and he's 31. Okay, so he's a little bit older than us.
It's this year, though. You're about to turn 31.
31!
31! All right.
Okay, that was good. That was my Q-tip. A little different this week.
Okay. Here are some fun facts. Okay, I've got three of them. But I'm going to tell you if you're going to say true or false. And you're going to tell me whether you think it's true or whether you think I made it up. Okay? And that this will give us our fun facts.
How many facts are there?
Three.
So it's two truths and a lie?
No. You don't know whether how many are truths or how many are not. You don't know. They could all be true or they could all be lies. And you won't know. But I'll tell you at the, I'll tell you after each one whether you were right. Okay. First one. The gold medals of the Olympics have 99% gold in them.
What's the other 1%?
It's a mix of like copper and iron and stuff.
We're going to say that's true then.
It's incorrect. The gold Dang medals it. Of the Olympics have some amount of gold. Mostly they are made of silver.
What?
Mostly silver, but they have a little bit of gold in it.
That's crazy.
I know. They used to be, in Greek times, all gold, but they decided that wasn't
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about original.
No.
I didn't know you were talking about
no
today.
No, warm.
Okay, well, I only got half wrong then.
Okay. A half calf. Okay. Next up on
the
list.
You could drink whole milk if you wanted.
If you wanted to. Dead. Okay.
That's such a great
Fact
pickup
number
line.
Two. Fact number two. The first ever hockey puck used in game was frozen cow poop.
I believe that. I'll say that's true.
That is true. Nice job. That's a really crazy fact, but that's correct. A little moon pie.
I could believe that. Yeah, I've thrown cow pies before, like literally like a discus, and just went. Whoosh. I won a Jolly Rancher for it once, nice. On Trek.
Trek, man, Trek brings me back. That's
dude.
Trek was
Trek
crazy.
Was great. Trek was
Trek
great.
It was a crazy time. I have a lot of crazy memories from Trek.
Love Trek. I was 11.
You were 11. I went on it twice. I went out when
I wish. I wish 12. They postponed it a year, so I couldn't do it.
I went out when I was 12 and when I was 18, right before my mission, like a month before.
Maybe I was 12.
I felt like
it was the first year that I could. No, I was going into my freshman year. That's what it was. It's whatever year that was. I don't know. It's definitely not 11.
2009. Right before Jimmer.
Yeah, Jim Freddit.
Jim Freddit. Yeah, because I was in 8th grade with Jimmer, so must have been you. All right, except number three. Mouth guards in the NFL and the NHL are absolutely required or you get fined.
I'm going to say that's false.
That's also correct. Mouth guards are an optional accessory in both the NFL and NHL. The fact that they're optional in both sports is actually crazy.
That's what's the hockey
that's
one is crazy.
In hockey.
In the
they
NBA,
throw punches at each other.
And in the NFL, they used to mandate it, but not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, missed the CTE, more like it.
Yeah. I mean, I love mandates. Don't get me wrong.
Well,
but I also like girl dates.
Yeah. When was the last time you went on a girl date?
It's been a minute.
Is that a sore spot for you?
No, it's all good. It's all good, man. All right. I'm happy. I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
I'll go on a date with you.
I'm chilling. I've been on plenty of mandates.
Yeah, we went on one here. Spurs game.
Yeah. Fantastic. We
played disc golf.
Okay, do you want to do your segment or do you want me to go?
Yeah, let's do mine.
Okay.
I just don't know how long mine's going to take, so I'm curious. I'm curious as a cat. All right. Let's do... I'm going to share my screen here. Let's go ahead and get this rolling. All right. So, what we have here...
Oh, let's go.
You can see me.
Let's okay. go, Mavs.
So what we've got...
Let's go, Mavs. Let's... That's a chant what from 7th grade. Oh, let's go, gosh. Mavs.
Okay. So what we've got here is a office tier list.
Let's do it.
Office characters tier list. All right, you can see this?
S-A-B-C-D. Okay.
So we're going to go... Yeah, so we've got S tier, which
how much,
is
how,
just as
there's
good
a
as
lot
gets.
Of characters, so I don't think I'm going to give a ton of explanation.
That's fine. That's fine. You don't have to. This is kind
but
of
I might
a
give
bit
a bunch
fire.
Of exclamation.
Oh, like that?
Bingo! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
There's nothing more applicable than that. Applicable.
Yeah.
Okay, so S tier, A tier,
and appropriate.
Prius. C and then D tier last. There should be an F tier, but it's hard to give anyone an F in this. That there's some redeeming quality about most of these people. One at least.
Correct.
One
correct.
So let's go ahead and start. Let's start with Mr. Will Ferrell's character, which is what?
Dude, why am I spacing on his frickin' name?
Yeah, why are you spacing on his name?
Why am I spacing on his name? Because I haven't seen the show in friggin'...
I haven't seen it
D'Angelo,
in years.
D'Angelo Vickers.
D'Angelo Vickers. All right. D'Angelo Vickers, where are we putting him as a character? For his short stint. He's only there for a few episodes.
Yeah, I know. I this is going to be impossible to not go long. Pause.
I'm going to say I'm gonna say B for me. He's a B-tier character for his time. He's
oh,
a
are you?
Annoying,
are we doing this collectively or is this my list?
Yeah, we're doing this collectively. Together.
Oh, I would say D tier. Based
you put
on
him all the way at the bottom?
Based on this list, based on the short stint that he had, and also he's kind of a jack that I think that he belongs down in the D tier.
Well, there's no limit to how many people can go in each, so you don't have to worry about that too much. Like on its
yeah,
standing
well,
on
I
its own
do.
Judging the characters. You don't have to compare them to each other. Okay. Well,
I still
split
think
the
he's D tier.
Let's split the difference, go C tier.
I want to do my own list.
Because fine, do your own list. We'll put him in
no,
D tier.
I'm just kidding.
We'll just give you... Okay. No, you know what? Screw you. Let's do it. You want to go that route, mister? It's all about me, me, me. Let's,
no,
let's
I'm
go
Mr.
Your route.
Unlimited.
I'm Mr. Unlimited. He's got to be unlimited. Okay. Let's go with Roy.
Also Roy? D.
Roy's in the D. He is a douchebag.
He is a capital
Roy
D.
Roy is actually
douche
the worst.
Bag.
I don't even count Roy later when he's like playing the piano of his wedding. Like, yeah. Dude is already. He was terrible.
And even then, he's just a tryhard. He's just putting up a front. That's not the real Roy. I've talked yeah. to him. It's not him.
Okay, let's go. Let's go with Moe's. Moe's tier.
I love Moe's
as a character.
As a
he's
as a
so
character.
Limited, though.
So he's limited. So limited. He's going to be a C tier for me.
C tier. It's just there's not yep. enough there.
Correct. But
okay.
love him. And he's a writer of the show, so.
He is. Give him credit. Kevin Malone.
A tier.
Kevin's A tier, our first A tier character. You know what? Kevin's
not thinking twice.
Qualities. The thing is, it's hard because Kevin starts out in the first season just like a little bit dumb. And then
he starts
into
out
this...
like he's the R word.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, they make him
first
seem
season,
like he's just he is talking. No, he's like
season.
He's like mouth open. I don't know.
No, first season he's like he seems like he's boring, but he's not like that dumb. He talks normally. Later he's like, my name is Kevin. I love watching TV. Like he's so excited.
Why say many words when few words do trick?
Yeah, but first season he's very like, yeah, that's what I saw. He's just more boring, like Toby.
Yeah. Yep.
But I still love him. All right, let's go with Pam. Man, Pam's a tough one.
I
know how you feel, and I know where you're gonna put her. Should I guess? Should I guess where you're going to put? Let me see. I say, you're right. Your microphone cut out. Let's see. I think Pam's a good one.
Can you even hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's just not using your microphone. I think it's using your computer, which isn't the worst. It's not horrible. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Well, this is annoying.
Yeah.
But sorry. Whatever. We Pam. It still sounds good. Okay. Pam, I'm gonna put her into the B tier.
B tier.
And I might get flack for that. Holly Flax for that.
Holly Flax.
But she is made to be more than she actually is, and is mm-hmm. kind of annoying.
Pam is kind of annoying. The more you watch the show, the more you're like, Pam's all right.
The more you know.
All right. Let's go with Phyllis.
D tier.
D tier. Man, Phyllis and a bestiality.
So gross, dude. All
right, let's go with Plop. Where are we putting Plop?
I actually like Plop as a character. I'm going to put him in the C
tier. I do like Plop. I think Plop is a B tier character.
I mean, I would say B tier. However,
he's a C+ tier.
Yes, he's a C+. He's only in it for one season. So.
Yeah. And it's in the kind of rougher seasons, but. All right. Here's a questionable one. David Wallace.
Wallace is an easy B tier for me.
He's right in the middle. Man, no S tier characters yet. How many S tier characters do you think are on this list?
Three.
There's only three?
Okay, I think.
Think of which ones it is. Okay, let's see. One, two.
Like, Kevin is borderline S tier for me.
Kevin's close.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, looking at this list, I have my three of who I think are three.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's go with Oscar Martinez.
A tier. Easy.
Oscar's a great character. He moves the plot.
Oscar is...
He's really annoying, but he's perfectly annoying.
Two of my three favorite characters are Oscar and Kevin.
And their back and forth that they have, where they fist bump.
Yeah, I love it.
Their annoyance for Angela. Very good. Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration.
He's a D tier. I'm sorry, Bob. D-tier.
Him and Phyllis deserve each other.
They're gross.
At the bottom of the pit.
Also, he's a dick. Sorry.
All right. Let's go Jan Levinson Gould or No Gould.
Or No Gould.
No Gould.
I'm going to put her in the C tier.
Yeah.
Right, I think she's borderline C- tier, but because of the role that she plays on the show, I'm going to give her that C tier.
It's respectable. It's just annoying as all.
She's chaos.
She's the absolute. She's the worst.
She is chaos. And as someone who is married... Oh, wait. Never mind. Sorry.
Almost. All right. Let's go with the Akenan Filippelli.
A Filippellers. How they hanging? To the left?
Filippellers. How's it hanging? To the right? To the right? What's that?
How you called me. You called me. She's not quite D tier. She's C minus tier. But I'm gonna put her in C.
C gets degrees.
Got me a degree.
All right. Let's go with another Stanford, Connecticut. Stamford with an M.
Stamford.
Andy.
Andy, albeit controversial, is a B-tier character for me.
That is controversial because I think his later character arc brings him to a C-tier, but his early character is an A-tier.
His early character is a C-tier as well.
No.
It's like he hits
He's much better spot. In his early
post,
character.
Post-Angela, pre...
he does have a manager. Really good zone.
He's, yeah.
Even but early, as, he's so good at the annoying character. He's just, he's so good at being, like, deplorable. Just, like...
Yeah. Also, he's so the good duel is still one of my favorite episodes.
The duel with the Prius. He deserves to win. Okay, let's go Todd Packer.
D. Sorry, Todd.
Todd, man,
your
he's
crafts
absolute
and you're not
worst.
Frequent enough. But
okay, let's go. Holly Flax.
A-tier.
A-tier. She's not in it a ton, but you know what? She's a little annoying. But she
four,
comes
around. Yes, but nothing made me happier than seeing her and Michael happy together.
Yeah, that was good. It was, he deserved it more than she did.
Yeah.
He
but
definitely deserved
she,
it more.
For her redeeming qualities, gets that A-tier.
Yeah. All right, let's go... let's go Kelly, a.k.a.
Aaron.
Mm,
I think she's annoying. However, I do think she's a good complimentary character, so I'm going to put her in a B-tier.
B-tier. All right, the redheads making their name.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right, B-tier. All right, let's go with Hank.
I'm sorry. Just
Hank,
looking
I'm
at
putting
the
my socks on.
Look at the... Give me a damn minute and put my socks on.
Oh, Hank.
I think I'm going to throw Hank in the D tier.
D all the way, not even C.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, that character.
Yeah, rest in peace, Hank. The tank. Yeah. I heard he
all
was
right,
a
let's
tank.
Let's go. He was. Let's go with Meredith Palmer.
Meredith.
The Marinator, sleeping with
C
supplies.
C+ tier for sure. But I'm going to put
she
her
She has
in
some really tier. Rough times. She has a little bit of good, but she has some rough times.
Yeah, when her coochie's hanging out, it's like, come on.
Oh, Meredith, your boob is out. Oh,
Meredith, your
prudes.
Boob is out.
Bunch of prudes. It's casual day.
Did you say Judas Priest?
No, I said you bunch of prudes. It's casual day.
I
did not say Judas Priest. That's crazy.
The band.
Let's go Ryan Howard. Ryan the Temp.
Oh,
Ryan the Temp. Ryan the Temp is much better character than Ryan post Temp.
This is tough because I think Ryan is better than everybody else that's in C tier, so I'm going to put him in B tier.
Wow, Ryan, not bad.
For the role that he plays... And also, he is an up and down character, and adds comedic levity to the entirety of the show.
No, he does. He does a good job.
His writing is fantastic.
BJ Novak.
And you can go ahead and throw Mindy Kaling right next to him.
Oh, you want to do Mindy Kaling?
Yep.
Right in the B tier. They're good back and forth. It's really annoying, but they're really good at it. Okay, let's go over to Dwight K. Schrute.
That is our first S tier, brother.
First S tier, and he is, if I'm not mistaken, your favorite character in The Office.
Yes.
But it took time, did it not? Like,
I,
was
I
it not up front?
From the beginning.
But was he your favorite from your first few watches?
No, because they make Jim your favorite. They make Jim everybody's favorite to start.
Until
and then
you really
watch
it and
show,
dive in.
And then you develop a personality yourself, and then you watch the show, and you're like, oh, Jim's kind of
like, I have a brain now.
Yeah.
All right, first S tier character. Let's go over to Melly. Are you gonna be surprising here?
Looking at who else is on this list makes me a little nervous, but I'm gonna go ahead and put her in the A tier.
Wow, that's a take.
That's a take.
Melly, for the majority of her time, is the worst. She has a stint where she's okay, but her early stuff when she's in Tallahassee and when she takes Andy's job, hate her with so much passion. I despise
B-tier,
her
B-tier, sorry. I regret everything.
You forgot what that was like, didn't you?
I think just, yeah, she's not in the show long enough to earn A-tier status.
To warrant it, yeah. You're not a fan of her until, like, she's dressing like Toby. You know, fan of mine. Sploosh. Plus, I like...
The tingle.
Plus, I like the team. All right. Let's go with Gabe.
I love Gabe Wad.
Gabe.
Gabe. I'm going to put him in a B tier as well.
I'd put Gabe at A tier, honestly.
He's borderline A tier, but I
love Gabe's character. He's so perfect at playing it, and he honestly, as you watch it more, his jokes are funnier. His timing is better, and he is annoying in the best way.
Gabe. Oh, get out!
Get out,
skeleton man!
Skeleton man! When he's like the metaphorical flush, whoosh. And then Dwight puts him in the headlock.
About the sun.
How many feet to the sun? That whole questioning. Oh,
it's so funny.
I love that. When he's like, personally, why I think he's a rat. Line.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, like,
I that, shaved everything.
That me. Phase of Andy is an A tier to me.
Yeah, that phase is Andy is good.
Yeah.
But Gabe, definitely, I would put him in A tier.
Yep.
Okay, let's go with Daryl Philbin, Regis, then Regis, then
A-tier
Roger,
right
Mr.
There,
Rogers.
Boys.
Daryl, he gets annoying at times, but honestly, most of the time, he's a good character.
He's fantastic.
He provides such a good comic relief for them, like kind
and
of.
And he's like,
down.
He is a rock, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's go, Robert California. What a controversial one here.
Okay.
Lizard Man, the Lizard King.
I might get some crazy heat for this.
From who? Not me.
He's an A+.
Okay, that's a little much, but
so
I'd put him in an
A
tier. But A+ is crazy.
He's close to that S tier. I'm sorry.
He's still annoying though. He's still really.
Yes, but also, I love him.
You've got some issues if you love Robert California that much.
You know
drunk
me.
Out of his mind. He got divorced. He's probably cheating on his wife
with
those young gymnastics girls.
Don't hate on people that get divorced. Me and Scott are hanging in there, okay?
Hey, I'll join you. Wait, never mind.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay.
I hope you never have to know what that feels like.
Let's go with Stanley Hudson is a menace.
Now, this is
tough. I know where he's going.
I want to put him in B, but I don't know if he's earned enough to that. Plus, he's a cheat. So I'm going to put him in C tier.
That's exactly where I put him. He has moments of B tier, and the meatball sketch is A tier.
And shove it up your
and
butt.
And Tallahassee, shove it up your butt, but also a lot of the way he disrespects Michael that much.
Yeah.
Ooh, not a fan.
Boy, have you lost your mind? Because I'll help you find it.
I'll help you find it. Jesus is going to walk down through the door, and he ain't going to help you.
If you don't stop sniffing around my daughter.
Sniffing around my child. That was really good. All right. Toby Maguire. Toby Flenderson.
Toby is a B tier.
Toby is really bad at sometimes, but he's really good for a while.
In the beginning, he's not even a tier. And then all of a sudden, he's a D tier. And then he's a C tier. And then he works himself up to a B tier. He's kind of annoying, but also he's funny.
Yeah, he's so funny. They wrote him well.
And the strangler bits.
just the fact of his obsession with the crime. All right, let's go with... what's his name? It's Plop and...
Dwight Jr.
Dwight Jr. Let's just call him
Clark.
Dwight Jr. Clark.
Clark's a B tier for me.
Clark and Pete. Clark has his really good moments.
I like him better than Pete.
With Jan, that's such a funny bit.
Oh my!
That part
it,
is just—it's
it
so
hanging
unhinged.
Out. It was all hanging out.
It's like a swarm of bees, just like attacking you all at once, and they're critical of you.
You know what, Andy? The deal's off. I had a 48-hour back out clause. I'm gonna exercise that now.
What? All right, let's go with Creed Bratton. A spinning and reeling with love.
This is tough.
With the Grassroots, his real band.
Yeah, I don't know where to put him. He could be A. He could be C. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know where to put
him. So, therefore, I'm going to put him in the.
There's nothing riding on this.
There's everything riding on this, Jeff.
This has everything to do with us.
let's go C tier for Creed. Sorry, brother.
I would have put him in A, but all right. Creed's an A tier character because he's so wild and you never know what's coming. Pause.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with
D.
What is his name?
Charles Minor.
Charles Minor. I hardly know her. D
tier.
Don't like Charles Minor at all. even his football, his soccer stuff. All right, let's go with Jim.
That is an A tier.
Jim at A tier. He's got really good character development for so long, and then they tried to make him more interesting, and it just threw off the vibes, and he made him look like a D-bag.
Yeah, and, like, he's absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And anybody who puts him lower than A tier is not paying attention to the entirety of the show, because he is a consistent driving force in that show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Let's go Angela.
Angela. Oh, where? I didn't see you behind that grain of rice.
Calm down, booster seat. No one cares about this party anyway.
In the C tier.
Angela's a C tier character. She's only good literally at the very last two episodes.
Even then, barely. Like, her cats are so gross.
Ugh. And Joe Bennett with her big dogs. They not like a good crotch.
Joe, for her limited time in the show, is an A tier character for me.
Agreed wholeheartedly.
Oh, let's go, A-tier Jeff. Character. That's the best thing you've said tonight.
Agreed wholeheartedly. Joe Bennett is an A tier, and it's not even close. Like, I couldn't even consider B because.
Yeah, she's not a B tier.
She's just so real. She's so real.
Above that.
Yeah.
The only thing bad about her was that she gave her position to Robert California.
Yeah. She gave it away like that. But everything else is really good.
Give it away now.
All right, that leaves us with their final character, and I think it's no surprise.
And the only other S tier character.
You had said there were three.
I said that.
It's because Kevin was your close.
Kevin was the other one, but I didn't want to put Kevin too early up in the S tier.
Yeah. But I think my S tier character would have been borderline Creed Bratton here.
I told you my borderline was Robert California. So
yeah, so could have been, but those two for sure, S tier, no brainers. Nice list. Look at that list, man. That's a really even list besides S tier. Which
can you take a snippet of that?
Mm-hmm. I should forget it.
I should probably learn. How do you snip on a Mac?
I think it's function three or something three. Control or command three. Something like that.
Shift command three.
Yeah. Those three, and then you'll be able to take a little screenshot. I took a picture for you anyway. Oh, I even heard it.
Cute. Alrighty. Fantastic. Okay. Well,
I took a long time on that. We're almost at an hour, but.
Sorry about that, but also not sorry because that was fantastic. So thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we have time because I don't know about little baby Kennedy. We should just go right to the draft. Unless your segment's super short.
I think we can be quick, Jeff. I'll share my screen for you.
If you think you can, then let's do it. Mine took longer. That's why I wasn't sure.
Green.
I'll take my whiskey clean.
Okay.
Link, cross them off.
You got another cross them off, Jeff.
Oh, what a... Why do you put me through this torture?
Because I want you to win a cross them off for once.
This isn't good. This is bad news. I really feel not confident about this list.
So you are gonna cross them off. This is less than the other one. The one and two, and I'll tell you where you're at. So the list is Anthony Edwards, Ja Morant, Jalen Brunson, Jason Tatum, LeBron James, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Steph Curry, and Victor Wembanyama. 1 through 10. This is the current 2020.
Is this all time or this year?
This is the 2024-2025 season. This is just this season.
All right, let's go ahead and start with. It should be no man is Ja Morant. Let's cross him off the list.
Jaws in the 8. Very good.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing gun signals during his games. I feel like he's gonna lose some viewership.
Maybe, or maybe he gained some.
Yeah, that's true. All right, next up, let's go with good old Victor Wembanyama. There's no way he's at the one spot yet, so
you know, I'm fine with that. When I saw this list initially, I thought he would be in the top three. He's number six, so you're safe.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's just he doesn't have the appeal yet that other people on this list do.
Yep.
Namely, Jalen Brunson, who is also not at the top.
Jalen Brunson is in the five. Yeah. That New York market, man, they're strong.
Yeah, they are strong. All right, give me Anthony Edwards off this list as well.
Anthony Edwards is in the seven. You are safe.
Safe and sound. Man, some of these, though, I just can't imagine who's in the 10 spot on these. Like, all of these names,
I'll,
I'm like...
I'll tell you what, like... it surprised me who was in the 10.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go Jason Tatum in the 10.
Jason Tatum is in the 4.
Oh, okay.
Again, that...
I mean, I would normally say that. I just figured he'd be higher. Market. This is tough. Okay, so we've got Steph Curry, SGA, Jokic, LeBron, Doncic, LeBron. Okay. It's always interesting who we say the first names for and who we say the last names for and who we say the nicknames for.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, I have my top, but I don't trust it. Let's just go SGA is off that list. There's no way he's in number one.
SGA's on a 9. A little bit surprising, yeah. But also...
That is surprising.
It is that OKC He's really market, good, but... And also, he's been on OKC for a number of years, right? So, like, if you bought a Shea jersey, you already have a Shea jersey. You're probably going to buy somebody else, you know?
That's fair. Ugh, this is tough.
Okay, so you got LeBron, Luka, Jokic, okay,
Give me Jokic off this list.
Jokic was the big surprise to me.
10.
Just in that he's 10. Number 10. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So 1-2-3 spot, I'm not surprised at all. This is what I thought
I'm
it
so
was.
I'm so proud of you for getting to the 1-2-3.
Because Luka, LeBron, and Curry
and
are the
use
top
logic to get there, okay?
Okay.
That's all I'm going to tell
okay.
you.
Okay, I'm going Luka off this list at 3.
Jeff.
Dude, what? There's no way. How is he outselling those other two?
Because he changed teams.
LeBron James jerseys are still so popular.
Luka is a top 5 player in the NBA who changed teams mid-season. This was the biggest storyline of the entire NBA season.
I still would not have just taken a risk on that knowing those other two. Like, don't type loser. That's so unnecessary after my record. That's painful. That hurts my heart.
I mean, you got to the top. I'm proud of you there. Steph Curry was
Shut up. Don't say you're proud of me. You're disappointed in me.
Steph Curry. Well, no, I was proud of you to get to the top 3.
Steph Curry's at the 2 and LeBron's
Steph Curry's in the 2, which I was surprised by. I would have guessed it would have been like Jason Tatum or Ja Morant in the 2 for some reason. I don't know why.
Think of how dumb I would have felt though if I had said LeBron at the 3 and you're like, LeBron's the most famous. If you had been like, dude, he's the most famous player on the planet. Like, what do you expect? I would have been mad at myself, so it would have been dumb, with the Luka news. And Curry is, dude, everyone wants to be Curry on the basketball court. Everybody.
Yes, everyone. But Luka Doncic moved from a huge media market in Dallas/Texas.
Whatever.
To L.A.
Take
crazy.
A sniff of your stupid smelling salts, okay?
Right.
Take a sniff, because I want you to suffer like I just suffered. You got too close to that. You got too close. Why'd you do that?
Woo!
You should not have gotten that close. You brought it way up. Dude, that was a yikes. Oh my gosh. That looked awful.
I'm awake, bro.
You are wide awake.
I'm wide awake?
No, don't copyright.
Who's that? Who sings that song? That's Catty Pathy? Okay.
Catty Pathy.
All right.
Dude, you took a giant whiff.
Well, that was only crazy. My third one, so
yeah.
I still got two more. I still got two more to go.
That's right. It's all right.
Woo!
Wow. All
right, what's our draft tonight?
Okay, I don't know how this is going to go. I'm really unsure, but it honestly could go either way. I did want one that would go a little bit quicker. And I know that you have some things that you could go with and I could go with. And I didn't even prepare my list beforehand. I came up with this walking into my office for this. And I was like, you know what? This could work. And mine is going to be the best Costco items.
Ooh.
The best Costco. I know you're an avid goer to Costco. And granted, you don't have to do what you think is like the most value per dollar or whatever. You can do what you think is just the best things to get at Costco. The best Costco items. That's all that has to be.
I'm going to give you the one spot. I'm going to take the two.
You're going to take the two?
Yep, because I don't know what the 101 is, so I don't want that pressure.
I haven't even thought about it too much. I know what some options are.
But I've got an immediate five on my mind. And you'll probably take two or three of them, so we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, I knew you'd have an immediate five. I just wasn't sure how you wanted to organize it. So, it's tough. It's a really tough one, and this... I mean, it's what I keep going back to, unless I forget about it, because I might be upset at myself. But I go back to it every time at the one spot, because it's just not just the value, but I get it every time, because there's no reason to get it anywhere else. And that's going to be toilet paper.
Ooh.
The giant roll of toilet, the giant big pack is as cheap as it gets. It's humongous. I rarely have to get it, and it is the best.
Jeff, that's a great pick, because that so toilet cheap. Paper is perfect. It's soft enough, but not too soft that it crumbles on up your a-hole, you know? Like,
of all the things you could have said there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's really nice, dude. And it lasts you a long time, but I'm always going to buy it from Costco. I'm never going to buy toilet paper from a retail store for any reason. It's always more expensive.
Okay. Well, you didn't take it. I feel like I have to take it, and I don't even know how to spell it.
Rotisserie chicken.
No, you got that was kind of close.
No, it's really good. It's a solid pick. I don't get it as often as I should, but it is a great pick.
I don't get it as often as I should, but ever since I started making chicken salad sandwiches, I've purchased multiple.
So how do you do it normally? Do you cut it up when you get home? Do you just peel it apart as you eat it and keep it in the fridge? What do you do?
I actually, like, while it's still hot, I pour out the juices. So it doesn't, like, the fatties don't freeze onto it. And then I put it in the fridge. And then the next day, I just manhandle this chicken. And I'm just...
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah, you just rip it apart, get all the pieces off, and the drumsticks and the wings.
I put it into a big bowl with the breasts and the wings. Actually, no, the wings, I'll kind of, like, pick at it. So, like, I'll do it for, like, a lunch where I'm eating part of the chicken while it's my lunch, and then the other I'm putting into a bowl to make my chicken salad sandwich. But anyways,
it's fantastic. It's a great idea, and I used to do that.
It's $5 for a rotisserie chicken.
It's seriously, so they lose so much money on it, and they've said that, but they will never change it.
Yeah, when the CEO of Costco retired, he said that if they ever changed the price, he would like sell all of his shares or buy back the company or something like that. Like,
what a guy.
Okay. I think I've got a 3 and a 4 that I don't think that you would take. So do I want to play defense and prevent you from taking something here? And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of defense, and I'm going to go with the chicken bake.
Chicken bake. Very good.
It's a uniquely Costco item, which is why I took
cheap.
My two.
For what it is, it's cheap and it's delicious. And I actually found out one of my favorite things to do with the chicken bake that I didn't think was good until I had a Caesar salad with it, but I had like extra dressing on the side.
Ooh.
I dipped it in like that market side Caesar salad, and I dipped it, and it was the dressing. I am in love with that stuff.
I haven't done that, but
anyway, it goes so well.
Part of the dressing in the chicken bake is Caesar salad dressing.
But with it amplified, it's way better.
That's fantastic. Better. I've done it with cane sauce, and it's fantastic.
I want to try that
out. You just big chicken bake and dip it in that cane sauce. It's so
dip it in that cane sauce.
It's so
That's
good.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting. Bane.
Bane chicken bake. Okay.
All right. Where are you going in your two?
I'm going with hot dog.
Okay.
I love me the hot dog combo. $1.50 still with a drink?
Insane deal.
It's huge. That's a quarter pound hot dog. That's a glizzy, dude. I gobble that glizzy up. I'm just happy that Costco is finally going to switch in July or June to Coke products again. So they'll have root beer, they'll have Coca-Cola, they'll have all that. So there's, because Pepsi products are trash.com. Anyone who says otherwise is has no serious takes, because Pepsi is inferior in every way at Costco compared to Costco
items. I don't
know
the difference between those products. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm not a soda guy.
It's unfortunate, because the Costco used to be Coca-Cola years ago, and they had an agreement with Pepsi, and it did not go well, and people were mad.
Dang.
So okay. We're getting it back. I'm excited. Okay. Okay, hot dog, always good. I'm going to go one that's kind of, I hope I can take this as a genre.
Okay.
That it's general enough, but I want to go Costco clothing.
Yeah.
Can I go Costco clothing? Because I love, they have really good stuff every so often. And it's cheap.
As clothings.
Clothings. I love that. Clothes. Yep. Cloths.
Clothings. That was actually one of my late round picks.
It's a really good one.
Because I buy my flannels from Costco.
You bought the flannel for me from Costco.
Exactly.
It's great. It's, it still fits and it didn't shrink.
I told you.
You said.
It's a great flannel. It's a great flannel. That's a fantastic pick. Absolutely deserves to be a top three pick from someone. And my three, and it's because I'm such a fan of it, I'm going to go with Costco ice cream.
Ooh.
Their super premium vanilla ice cream is top notch, and it's already perfect for mixing with any sort of chocolate candy and making it a blizzard. It's perfect.
That's a good pick.
Reese's, Kit Kat, Take Five, Oreos. It's perfect blizzard ice cream. It is.
It's a great pick.
And as an ice cream connoisseur, I would have to take it.
Someone who loves the ice cream.
So in my four, I've got a nice list of honorable mentions, but it's narrowing this focus right here.
Sure. Yeah.
To figure out where I want to go. I want to narrow while being a little bit broad.
Abroad.
I'm going to ask permission to take this, but I'm going to go refrigerated/frozen meats.
No, that's good. I'll give you that.
Okay.
No, that's a really good one, because they're cheaper than anywhere else you get them.
Because we buy our bacon. Wow, I butchered refrigerated.
Refrigerated.
We buy our bacon. I buy the bags of chicken that all you have to do is just roast them in the oven, and they're good, both fried and grilled. I'll buy just chicken breasts that you just use to cook up with anything. Like, when I would grill in the summer, I'd buy my burger patties from there. Fantastic. Like, just, you buy it in bulk. Obviously, it costs a little bit more, but the price per item is just insane compared to anywhere.
I agree.
So thank you, thank you for letting me be a little bit vague, but I love this.
That's
draft.
Fine. I think it deserves to be taken at some point. I feel like if we're too specific, then some stuff in that range, then we'll be ticky-tacky with it.
Sure.
So, all right. With my, what am I doing, 4 and 5?
Yep.
Okay, my 4 is something, it is one of our favorite things to get at Costco, and I get it every time we're there. And I always forget about it, but I snack on them, I add them to meals, sometimes I'll make them for like a KFC bowl. And that's the Kirkland chicken nuggets that are basically the off-brand Chick-fil-A nuggets. They're like those little nugget balls. And they made the Kirkland ones, and they're dirt cheap. They're fantastic.
Okay, first off, how do I not know about this?
Dude, they're the best thing that I get at Costco, like food-wise, consistently. If you just look them up, you go to the aisle with the frozen chicken nuggets and things. Like, there's ones that are called, like, Naked chicken nuggets, and then you get the Kirkland brand ones, which are the off-brand of the Naked. They're cheaper. They're better quality. There are no tendons in them, and they're like basically Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yo, that's amazing.
They're cheap. It's like $15 for a 4-pound bag.
What?
And it's so much chicken, dude. And it lasts forever.
So the second thing really good. I kind of already took your pick.
Oh, yeah, frozen meats.
Frozen meats.
Okay, that's fair. No, I get it. I mean, it's a really good pick. No.
Also, I didn't even know about that pick.
I didn't even think about that. And but that's a good pick then that you got it. Okay, sir. All right. Well, you know what? That's a great pick then. You could have won. You could basically win the draft with that because including that in there is really, really good. I'm going to go with another one is gift cards then. Because gift cards are almost always 20% off. Anytime you get gift cards there, if you get a $100 gift card pack for like friends and family, it only costs like $80.
Yeah.
So you're getting 20% off anytime you do that.
If you're ever going to Cheesecake Factory or P.F. Yeah. Chang's or...
There's a lot of stuff.
You can even gift cards are better. Southwest flights.
Yeah. It's a fantastic deal and you just... It's not something to be truffled with.
That was an amazing pick, Jeff. Good job.
Thank you. It's very, very fantastic. I'm a big fan. It's really tough. Really tough of all the things. And there's one that I used to get all the time that I think is just a top tier thing. But I'm going to go with my gut, which is the entire Costco pizza, the pepperoni pizza
That was almost my
$9. $9 for a giant pepperoni. When they used to have the Supreme, that would have been my like number one pick. The Supreme pizza from Costco was unmatched until they got rid of it. I'm so sad about that. But the pepperoni still, for its value.
Pepperoni Tony.
Pepperoni Tony. Pepperoni. Too fat. Too fat.
No one's going to like you if you're too fat.
No one's going to like you. You're too fat, Gabe.
Gabe Wad.
Yeah, I think that's. Oh, yeah, there we go. Take a hit, baby, right before you give your final pick. That's going to be useful, I think, in the future.
I think so.
I think you're going to have, if you never need to get woken up, just bam, take a hit.
Right before a disc golf tournament, just.
See, Caesar is home. Koba. Caesar, ape together, strong. Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, well, in my final one, and I'm going to kind of group it together because I did before, and I feel like I can be a little bit general with this.
I'm going to
go with drinks, and it's energy drinks, sports drinks, juice pouches.
Energy drinks is your thing there from like Celsius and stuff. So
juice boxes. My fridge is restocked right now. Did I send you the picture?
No, but ours probably looks similar because I have an honorable mention for you that would be in that realm, but I think it deserves a shout out.
I have Celsius. Oh, I have body armor, and I have Alani in there. And I have
eyes are similar.
And I have these juice boxes.
For the girls or for you?
For the girls, yep. And that is like one thing that my fridge always has now that I can do whatever I want is. I'm stocked and rocked. I'm rocked up and stocked up.
I'm a rock. I'm Korg.
I'm a rock.
Well, you put me on the pink drink, the pink slush.
It is
so good time. I even got Max to try it, and Max is like, okay, this is the truth.
Yeah.
Max loves it, and he doesn't like zero sugar stuff, and he loves that.
Like, when I told you, I was like, yeah, like, the Orange Kiss is pretty good, but like this pink slush is like another level.
You were very right. Our fridge looks similar. They are the fun pink. We have coconut water for Emily for her breastfeeding. We've got body armors also for that. The honorable mention.
Body armors were on sale last week, like $7 off or something. It's crazy.
Crazy deal. Yeah, Emily bought a whole pack.
They're so good.
I love how cheap it is.
They're so good.
But one thing, honorable mention. It's in your drink realm, but I think it deserves its own shout out because Sam's Club has them, and we get them every time we're at Costco, is the Fairlife 30 grams of protein chocolate shake is the best on the market shake for the price of anything. I have tried all the other Premier protein.
But
it's smooth. It doesn't have a bad taste. Like, it doesn't taste that artificial. It's still fantastic, and I put it in stuff. I'll mix it for cereal, and it's like 150 calories for 30 grams of protein. And it is such an easy breakfast. I will always buy it, and it's nothing comes close to it. So it deserves it, even though you still get it. So I think this draft, you technically won.
I don't think I get the protein drinks. I think I just took fruity.
You said drinks. You said drinks. You said
like, I'm not going to take it.
You said energy drinks, sodas.
I don't want it.
Fine.
Don't give it to me.
I didn't get it either. It's honorable mention.
Right. Another honorable mention, batteries.
Yeah, I mean, when you have to get them, that's a lot of batteries.
It's a lot of batteries.
Honorable mention is paper towels, because paper towels, as well as the toilet paper, it's the same tier.
Another honorable mention, dog food and, like, dog bed stuff.
Yep. Plastic bags, gallon, quart size, they're all huge discounts.
Yep, and the final honorable mention is all the snacks.
Snack foods. There's just so many options, and they're just almost all good.
Higher snack section. Cracker snacks. That whole middle section. Candy snacks, chocolate snacks, healthy
like
snacks.
Chocolate-covered blueberries. They've got, like the... They have, like, Wagyu beef jerky. They've got, like, all the good stuff, and it's decently priced. I'm like, I'll get this.
Dried fruit. You got candy. You got chocolate. You got... Dude, their chocolate caramel macadamia nut clusters are phenomenal.
I just can't buy them because they're too big of a pack, and I'll eat them way too fast. So yeah. I never buy them.
I keep it, like, in a shelf in my kitchen, so that way I only grab, like, one or two at a time. Or elf on a shelf.
Well, the Keebler elf.
Ooh. Well, he's an angry elf.
Well, 12 angry men.
Well, I packed my angry eyes just in case.
Well, just in time. Just in case.
Oh, well, the Disney Channel original movie, Just in Time.
Oh, that was such a... Box, I thought it was...
The boxcar, the downhill boxcar one.
Yeah. Wow. What a... Well, the Disney original film, Stuck in the Suburbs.
Well, moving out to the burbs. Actually, past the burbs.
Past the burbs. Well, what part of me looks urban to you? He gives us our urban vibe.
That is a great low-key poll right there. Like... That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Low-key, your gift card and Costco pizza at your 4-5 spot might have pulled you back into this draft.
It's closer than it seems, but I still think your conglomeration of picks that are all wrapped into one still give you the edge. But it's close. With that, I mean, I'm sad I didn't get the Nuggets because I love the Nuggets.
Well, you need the Denver Nuggets. Chicken bake, ice cream.
You have three chicken items.
Refrigerated and frozen meats. Also, bacon is included in that because that's like one of our purchases every single time. And then fruit/energy drinks.
What a dude! You've got some great Costco items.
And Jeff, you have the toilet paper, the hot dogs.
Don't do French for me.
All of the closings and the packages are gift cards and the Costco pizza.
And the Victor Wembanyama, the defensive player of the year.
The fries.
The French fries.
Also, how sad is it that Wemby, once again, is not able to be eligible for any...
Once again, awards. And he still is the blocks leader by a lot. He played 48 games, and he's been the block leader since January. And Brook Lopez is still 25 blocks away. Or, yeah, 20-something blocks away. That's ridiculous. That's so insane. That's so crazy. He averaged, what, 3.8 or 3.9 blocks per game. He was at 170-something in 48 games.
It's literally crazy.
Yao Ming, the most he ever averaged, was 2.8 blocks a game.
Started on this.
I am livid that he had... He was healthy until one injury, whatever, man. And bam. Whatever.
Well, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, wham. Well, what a fun pod. That was a big one.
Sorry for running a little bit long. You kind of expected that with the NBA preview. Let us know how excited you are to see Jeff with just a mustache. I cannot.
You're not, because you're... I wish it were your mullet for my entire beard and facial hair, or like, or if it was your mullet and then I had to keep a goatee for a month.
You know what?
I would have done that.
I don't want to see you with a goatee. I've seen you with a goatee before. I don't want to see it. I want to see the mustache, just straight mustache. But no, also, I think
Emily hates the goatee. So that's off
is infinitely a way bigger deal.
No, because it doesn't just grow back.
And I'm willing to put it on the line for the right bet. I'll just say that.
I don't have enough of anything that I'm willing to put on the line for it, because obviously the pain of you losing to this would be irreparable. I don't think I could, like, you've lost enough, if we're being honest.
Thanks.
I'm so sorry, that was low A fruit. I couldn't help myself.
That was good.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know what else to say. Take a sniff. One more.
Share with your grandma. Share with your NBA friend. We appreciate all you do. Left, Jeff, final word.
Final word is... Final word is, Lincoln, don't lose any more bets. If you make a bet with me, you better be ready to lose.
That was the worst one. I just shook it up a ton. It exploded.
Pause. Ooh. Well, I will say, everybody, let the record show that I will win this next game, this next matchup.
Lefty's out.